O dear formless divine mother, through an unbroken living tradition of sages, you gifted us our self-portrait. A portrait that contains both the self and the appearance of the mere self. It is a portrait that applies to each individual. We all function and operate in exactly the same way. We appear different because our bodies do not look the same. Also, the collection of memories, habit patterns, desires, wishes, and wants stored on our hard drive is different for each of us. Simultaneously, this portrait is also a picture of the whole of manifestation, the totality of existence. So it is your portrait as well, O dear formless Divine Mother. The appearance of duality is a play of consciousness. Non-duality is the essence of existence. This portrait of existence reveals our true nature and offers us a path home. Yet our true nature lies hidden, veiled by ignorance. Thus, as we walk the appearing path and uncover forgotten aspects of ourselves, it is experienced as expansion. The conscious part increases, and the unconscious part decreases. At first, it may appear as if I am discovering my senses, my breath, my mind, and even my silence, my true self. Oh, how silly that ego can claim all this to be its possession. Thus, from the ego point of view, it might appear that the journey is like this. I am moving inward, discovering the center of my being. Everything along the way you uncover is subject to change. So, how can this be the true self? Seeking to find that which does not change reveals that there must be something beyond body, breath, and mind. The center of your being is the source of all the other parts of you. Wait a second. If mind, breath, and body emerge from this center, then this center came, so to speak, first, and all the others later. Realizing this, the ego slowly dares to see that it is not self-existent. Ego is not the owner. It all flows from this center, including ego. What will happen is a 180-degree shift. Suddenly it becomes clear. I, as ego, am not moving inward. Consciousness is moving outward as a me. All I did was retrace the outward moving flow of consciousness. Consciousness plays as mind with the appearance of an ego, as breath, as body, as senses, as an appearing me. If you and I recede into the source out of which we emerged, do we dive into different sources? No. We're not merely connected. We are coming from the same source. We all come from the same source. Can you see it? Everything, all appearing forms come from that. It is the appearance of ego, which is none other than consciousness itself, that has the seeming ability to appear as if it can isolate itself from the whole. So out here, they appear as different. Here, all is one. Yet, all is Brahman. Unity plays as diversity. What an amazing magic show it is, isn't it? What about this? Over time, people in different places have retraced the outward moving flow of consciousness back to the source out of which they emerged. Out here, they appeared as Buddha, Mohammed, Jesus, Swami Rama, Swami Vivekananda, Ramana Maharshi, Swami Yogananda, Ananda Mayama, and many, many others. But they all knew by direct experience that all is one. They knew that everything emerged from one source. They served the local people in a way that worked for them at that time. Thus, they may appear to have shared different teachings, but only the vase was different. The flowers, the essence, were the same. They all taught love. They were all prophets of love. Because if you see that all is one, you love all and exclude none. You are no different from them. You too can be a prophet of love. With practice, you can polish the ego to make it see where it gets its energy from. Then, ego can become a representative of the formless consciousness by appearing as an individual while fully knowing that it is all one, sharing selflessly, giving selflessly. You can see consciousness manifesting as and through everything around. All comes from that, and all is that. It is all consciousness and its play. That is why I personally call formless consciousness Divine Mother, because formless consciousness appears as a lap of love in which all forms can play in freedom.